This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose. And we are with the sports doctor.
Yes.
Jim DeBose in the house. What? He's sitting here talking about some quarterbacks, some football games, whatever is on his mind. So I think before the break, we were talking about some matchups and how well they didn't do this year for viewers, and how lopsided they were, and talking about little SEC matchups as well. So we'll continue.
Yeah,
with the
so we were picking up on that and kind of talking about why the New Year's Eve bowl games, the semifinals, were the ratings were so much lower than last year, and talking about why that might be. And I think a lot of it has to do with being New Year's Eve.
People are out.
Yeah, people are out doing things. I mean, they're still getting 15, 18 million viewers. But, you know, when you have 34% reduction in one of them and 45% in the other, I think a lot of it, you know, on top of it being on New Year's Eve, also the matchups. Once people, they start watching the game and they start seeing that they're just lopsided. Alabama was just ran over Michigan State. It was never even close. I think a lot of people just turned them off. You know, it just wasn't a game. You know, then you look at something like the Florida Michigan game, where you got a team that in Michigan that has a top 10 defense, you know, versus a Florida team that after losing Will Greer just has no offense whatsoever. You know, it you got the good rankings beside each team listed on the bowl, and you know, it's just not a game. It wasn't a game.
Well, you would think that New Year's Day would be a good day for football because you're home. You know, you're recovering from the night before.
But again, yeah, I think a lot of it was just when you start seeing these games that are lopsided, people just lose interest, you know, and are turning them off. I mean, just the matchups were not very good. But, you know, so speaking of lopsided, let's talk about the bowl records by conference this year. You know, and
I thought you were going to talk Florida.
That's just a whole nother show in itself. But it, you know, going into this playoff thing starting last year, everybody was talking about, you know, the SEC was dominant and this, that, and the other. And you know, the last 2 years they haven't been. You know, they haven't been in the championship game. They haven't won the championship, or they haven't won the national title anyway. This year, I guess they got tired of that. And so far, the SEC is leading the way, dominating the bowls with an 8-2 record.
Wow.
The only teams losing were Texas A&M and Florida. 8-2 with one game left to play, and obviously has the potential to go 9-2. And they also had more teams represented in the bowls than any other conference as well. That in itself speaks volumes. So kind of restoring its dominance after not keeping the national title inside the conference for the past 2 years. So the SEC has won 7 of the last 9 national championships coming into this season, with the opportunity to make it 8 out of 10 Monday night. The closest conference to match the SEC's dominance this year is the Pac-12, and they were 6-4. So not even really that close. And the ACC has compiled a 4-5 record this year in the bowls. So with Clemson obviously set to play Monday and has hopes to make them a 5-5.
I tell you what, they've had a great season.
Clemson has, yeah, they man.
They've earned every bit of
I'll
what
they got.
I'll
be honest with you, you know, when they played Oklahoma and just really ran away with it in the second half, I honestly was really surprised. I thought that that Oklahoma was really going to give them a run, and the first half was great. But, man, they look good. Deshaun Watson is fantastic.
It's going to be a great game really between good. Alabama and them. And, you know, for being an SEC fan, I want Alabama to win. And
I like Alabama. I do, too. I mean, just because of that. But Deshaun Watson's really going to have a tough time against Alabama's defense. He's just going to have, you know, probably the best game of his life, you know, to be able to contend with that defense.
They're going
to
mix it up. They know what they're playing up against when they play Alabama.
Yeah, and
but they haven't really played anybody like that, though.
Clemson defense is really going to have to step up, too. A lot of weapons on Alabama's offense with Ridley and, you know, their running back core. So It's going to be – I think it's going to be a good game, but it could be one of those games that's close for the first half, and the second half you might see Alabama run on with it. But could be close all the way through. You never know.
I'm excited
to see that one. But that's it. Dim Spose is done.
Sports is done?
Huh. There you go.
Oh, and there it is.
Hey, hand me that bread over there. Make this sandwich real quick.
Hey, will you type up
the
letter for me?
We got time to bake the bread, and then we can hand it to you.
David's going to run to the store real quick. He'll be right back. Oh, there we are. We're on. Mail time.
This has an app, but there's also a device.
We just got a letter.
We just got a letter.
That's Blue's Clues.
Man, my little girl used to love Blue's Clues. Anyway.
Squirrel.
Do they have a Blue's Clues app?
You got any sidetracked so quick. So.
Squirrel.
Anyway, so this particular app is actually attached to a device. And the device actually costs a little bit of money. But I bought it for my wife for Christmas.
Of course you did.
This year.
Of course.
Of course you did.
So it is actually made by Amazon. It's the Amazon Echo. And this really is probably one of the coolest devices that I have seen in a long, long, long time. So it's kind of like an intuitive, it's really like an intuitive type of device. Basically, it's this thing is about the size of a little bit, kind of like a large coffee cup, and it's got speakers and everything built into it. And the name of the intuitive device is called Alexa. And so basically you could go in and you have to download the app. It goes onto your phone, whichever else like that. And it connects with Amazon, and it connects with Amazon Prime.
Is this one you can talk to and it'll voice command? Alexa?
Yeah, Alexa.
Tell me the news.
Exactly. That's it. And you can ask Alexa to tell you the news, and Alexa will come in. It'll play NPR or whatever news station that you have attached to it. You can say, Alexa, you know, play me some play Bob Seger. And Alexa will go, and you can be all the way across the room and say this, and Alexa will go, looking for Bob Seger in... You know,
she'll
whatever.
She'll
find all of the Bob Seger songs and play you all the Bob Seger songs.
He's
Metallica.
Upstairs in the bedroom.
But she's not going through all the apps you have downloaded on your phone. She's just doing her own.
So you can go in inside of the Alexa app on your phone. You can go and you can attach the apps to the Alexa app, and it will go through and, like, if you have a grocery list, shopping list, anything else like that, and you're in the kitchen and you're cooking, you go, hey, Alexa, add mushrooms to my shopping list. Alexa will go, adding mushrooms to your shopping list.
That's
and bam,
cool.
You look on your phone. And
shiitakes, portobello, or psychedelic.
Whatever it is that you want. You know, like before I left yesterday morning, I was like, Alexa, what's the temperature outside? Currently, the temperature is 32 degrees. You know, and tells the rest of the day, it's like, oh, okay, I need a heavier coat, whatever else.
Does it tell you, Devin, go back upstairs and put on another sweater?
That's right.
Bob Seger has
on,
a jacket
put on
for
an uglier
you.
Sweater. So, the Amazon Echo is really by far one of the neatest devices that I've seen in a long time. And you can go in, if it's playing music, you can say, Alexa, turn up the volume, and it'll increase
the volume. Pop up the volume.
Dance.
And so the kids have a lot of fun with it. But it is a, I think it's, it was
How
well
much
worth
did this
the money.
Little, this little app set you back there? Nobody has it like Devin.
Well, it's the device. It's not just the app.
The app was free with the purchase.
The app was free with the purchase.
How much did the device set you back there? Tell us all. Tell the listeners so they'll know what to expect.
Well, let's just say at the next dividend meeting of GRE or Gesgear, well, you might be surprised at your lack of race.
You can find it for various prices, but I've seen it as cheap as $135 up to $175.
It wasn't.
It's
not bad.
I was thinking like $600-$700 or something.
No. You can get it less expensive because, you know, depending on where you find it on Amazon, There's a lot of different places that sell it, but I mean, it's just, it's a really good device. And I got it from my wife, so just to kind of help her out, because she's constantly, you know, going in and making lists. We have this board at the house to where she goes in and she keeps her shopping list. And sometimes she'll go and she'll forget. And so she can just go, and as she thinks about it, she can just say, Alexa, I need to add milk. I need to add milk to my shopping list. Or Alexa, I need to add this to my to-do list. And it will automatically add it to your phone, and it'll update for you. And then before you leave the house, you say, Alexa, what's on my shopping list? And it will name everything that's on your shopping list. I mean, it's a really, really, really neat app.
Now, if you could say, go to the store and get it. That would be cool.
Actually, you know what? Amazon has a new thing out to where it's the Amazon buttons, right? And so,
where's the droid, or you know, the drone? I mean, well, not droid.
That's
Star Wars.
That's coming too. But these buttons are actually kind of neat, and I was looking into those, and they're, you can get them for like a buck. You connect them to your wireless router, and they're like Tide and all these different things. So wherever you keep your laundry detergent, anything else like that, they're connected to your Amazon.com account. And so if you go and you run out, you're getting ready to run out, you press the button on the Tide, and it'll automatically order you a Tide, or order you whatever it is. And you know, 2 days later, you'll have it there on your doorstep from Amazon. And so Alexa will do exactly the same thing.
You can say
Alexa, you know, order me a new thing of Tide Pods or whatever else like that, and 2 days later you'll have your thing of Tide Pods on your front doorstep.
So,
and I mean, it gets ordered. Yeah, it's a lot of times next day shipping.
It comes with its own battery too. That's in there.
It's just plugged in.
It's always plugged in.
The music is crisp, clear. I mean, it's a really cool device.
So I can see yourself saying, Alexa, go ahead and get something for yourself too.
Get something really nice.
Get something nice to wear.
That's a cool app.
The cheaper knockoff called Lenny.
I mean, it's like I said, Lenny. It's not extremely. It's not expensive, but at the same time, it's not inexpensive. But Amazon did a really decent job of putting some really neat technology into a reasonable price point. And there's a lot of cool applications that you can do with this device to make your life just a little easier.
There's a lot more.
Lenny, what's on my shopping list? Hang on. Yeah, you know what you got on there, man. You got some milk.
You're running low on the crack, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, you got Bob Seger upstairs.
Alexa, remind me to go to the neighborhood market and buy some crack.
So, while we're on the App King, over the past several weeks,
wait a minute. Who's on
the while we're on the App King segment, we have discussed several different apps that you have brought to the table. And I have downloaded them all, okay? And I have deleted
several. I have deleted some.
Deleted some. And I think it's important that, you know, sometimes we go back and we look at some of these apps. First of all, let me just say that there are two apps that so far have just been phenomenal. Waze is incredible. However, it's got a bad downfall. It drains your battery like crazy.
Well, most people have cords in their car that they just drive and plug
into.
Yeah,
but if you're having to continuously do that, it defeats the purpose of a mobile phone. You know, like, well, I don't want to have to just plug up my battery, plug it up because it was on 65%, and then I turned on Waze, now it's on 20.
Well, regardless of whether it's Waze or you're using Google Maps, any of the navigation devices on your phone are going to drain your battery.
But Waze always runs in the background.
If you can turn that off.
You have to shut it off and turn it off so it don't run. But it's got cool applications.
Waze is phenomenal. Yeah.
And the other one
Waze has rerouted me several times to where, I mean, Jim and I, we were coming back from my other office the other day, and we were coming down Sugarloaf Parkway, and all of a sudden Waze rerouted us because traffic on Highway 316 was shut down, and rerouted us down a little side road to just kind of maneuver around the traffic, dumped us out over at what's the name of that road? Do you remember?
Really?
Jim, you're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah, my bad. Anyway, it dumped us out ahead of where the traffic was, and damn, we were out.
So that one's great. It has a lot of cool applications used. The other one I really, really, really love is TED Talks.
TED Talks is phenomenal.
And I even got Brandy to listen to a few of them. And It's a pretty cool app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought, we talked about the
rest I've deleted.
We talked about the Learn Something app. The Learn Something app, that the Learn Something app is cool. But when you go and you have TED Talks just trumps it completely.
Yeah I got rid of that one.
But I like Notability. Notability is a great app. Especially if you're using note-taking applications. More for business.
It depends on what your needs are.
It depends on how your personality fits it, too, because that doesn't work.
Some of these don't work for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, the Wakey app, I mean, depending on how you like waking up, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did have the sleep recorder app.
Can't Alexa help you with that, too?
Huh?
Can't Alexa help you?
Yeah, Alexa can.
Yeah, the sleep recorder app was cool, but you know, after a while, I got bored with it and deleted it. But it was neat.
You didn't talk in your sleep as much. Oh,
I didn't talk as much as I thought. Brandy says I talk in my sleep every night, but you know,
that's probably just her head.
Once he hit her, she hit him in the eye. He stopped talking.
That's right. Shut up! I don't talk anymore.
Maybe that's what it is.
She just punched you in the eye while you were asleep. It's like, oh, I think you had pink eye. No. She just elbowed you in the face to keep you to shut up.
She hit me like 17 times. She was just angry. Wham!
Apparently, she does that in her sleep. She's the one that needs the app more than you.
She's dreaming of conversations that she wished you guys had.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow,
that was brutal, man.
That was just, man, you know, like reality.
God,
reality can be tough sometimes.
Just
man.
Hit you head on.
He's got a 10-year-old daughter that beats his ass and wife that dreams about conversations. We love you, Brandy.
The day has been brutal for old Left Eye Jackson.
Old Lefty. Well,
I reckon that's the app king. So
done.
Hey, listen, man, before we have to take a break, can we talk about something?
Go for it.
All right, so the holidays are past.
Really?
Okay. What? The holidays.
What? You know, my dog.
Gone. No, wait. The holidays are gone.
Not according to Michaela.
Now, because you have it that way, and no, she feels like she should have it that way.
She came into the bedroom yesterday, and she started talking about her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It's in August.
It's time to start thinking
it's
about
it. It's time to start thinking, daddy.
Like, baby. You just had Christmas.
So I wanted to talk about something that really just irritates me to my core about holiday time. And that is the presents. Okay?
Presents irritate
Presents you? And the wrapping of the presents. And the type of bows and things that people put on there. And I want to talk about one in particular that just drives me up the wall, which is when people go out and spend all their money on these beautiful bows, you know, and they tie them off nice and neat, you know, and they're just so difficult to even get off, much less. You have to just slide them off the box. But then they're just laced with glitter. Glitter. Glitter everywhere. It's a glitter fest. Let's just put all kind of colors of glitter on there. And you go and you touch it, and glitter just falls off. Glitter just falls off everywhere. And then it's on your hand, and then you wipe it on your pants, it's on your pants, and then you pick
and you wipe it in your eye.
You wipe it in your eye and you got stink eye, and then you pick and you move the present, and it's all over your floor and
somebody pooed on the glitter.
And you think to yourself, by the time I open that present, I'm angry as hell.
And he's complaining about front wipers.
That's right. You know, I can't stand it. I can't stand there's a couple things. Okay, angry grass at Easter, can't stand it. Everywhere.
Good stuff.
Angry grass.
Angry grass.
It's kind of like the icicles on the Christmas tree.
Icicles on the
all next year. No presents for David.
Stencil right there.
Stencil
on the Christmas tree. I hate that stuff too, and I hate glitter.
Not stencil.
What did I say?
Oh, stencil.
Tinsel.
I said it too.
What did I say? Stencil.
Yeah. We both
same damn thing. Tinsel. But all three of those things just get everywhere, all over the house, and you cannot clean them up, no matter what you do. You cannot clean them up. And I just don't understand why we even make them. And I think we should write letters to all the manufacturers asking them to please stop.
Because they're pretty. They're pretty.
It's pretty bows. Okay.
It's pretty.
Pretty paper.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the right.
You get to carry it with you all year. It never goes away.
Nothing like
glitter everywhere.
Pretty glitter on the floor.
Look,
still
that
for
glitter
Christmas.
Came from that. That's right. Angry grass from last year's Easter. Well. All right, I'm sorry.
We are. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of national
Facebook
news.
But we're going to get into that and a lot more with the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.